Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Awesome. There we go. Okay. Our story today, I wanted to show you this little box right here. I have a bunch of little things. Okay. I'm going to show you some of them. And you're going to tell me if these are useful. Okay. If they do some type of good thing for us. And if it's important. Okay. Let's see if it's important. Okay. So, I have paper clips.
To put papers together.
All right. So, what else do you think a paper clip does other than putting papers together? It what?
Crafts.
It could be used for craft, yes. How about to organize? Right? We can organize. We'll put a bunch of papers together and those will be organized. So, is this useful? Would you vote yes? Yes, okay, that's useful, it's helpful. It's quite tiny, but it's useful. How about here? These are for the stapler, okay? These are stapler clips.
That's for?
Staple stuff together.
It is. Now, would a stapler work without it?
No.
No, right?
It's used to put a bunch of papers in order and you staple them together.
Good job. Exactly right. So this is useful. Do we vote yes?
Yes.
Is this a big thing? No, it's what? It's quite what? Small, right? It's quite small. Okay. It's useful. It's useful. How about rubber bands?
Tie stuff together. To make bracelets.
It could be used to make bracelets. We got some crafty minds over here. Okay.
To tie money together.
Oh, to okay. Maybe back in the 80s. I don't know if people still do that. Okay, yes, we could use it to tie money. You know, rubber bands are really useful, right? So now, next thing. These are quite small too, but I wanted to show it to you. These are sticky notes. What are they useful? What is it?
To write important stuff on it.
All right.
If you accidentally might forget it, you write it on the sticky note.
Oh, so you use it as a reminder note. That's cool.
And you stick it on the wall.
All right, good job. We can stick it on the wall. We can put it on the fridge, maybe on top of something so you don't forget, right? Okay, so sticky notes are useful, right? Yes? Yes? Okay, are these big? No, right? We could find some bigger than these. Okay, so although these are all very, very tiny little things, they are very useful, correct? Yes. Now, I'm not gonna say we, I'm gonna talk about you because I know I'm small, but I'm an adult, so that doesn't count. Now, are you a big person? Come on, say the truth.
Yes.
Okay. No, you're bigger than a ladybug, but as a person, you are what? Small, average, you will say? Okay, average. All right, it depends, okay. But you guys, even though you are kids and you are small, do you believe that you can do great things?
Yes.
Yes, there are plenty of stories in the Bible that tells us about little kids making a big change. Do you believe in this? Yes, because we believe in the Bible, right? In our class, we talked about little Samuel, right? How about the kid with the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, yes?
He could share it with the village.
Muy bien. I mean, his food was shared with 5,000 people. Was he a big man? No, he was what?
A little child,
right? And he just had his lunch. He couldn't think that he would change something so big, right? He was part of that miracle. So you guys, even though you are tiny, and sometimes you think, well, what can I do? You can make big things, right? You can make big changes, right?
Like helping others whenever they need it, like baking cookies.
Yes, see, you can help baking cookies and helping others. How about praying? Do you pray for others? Yes, yes, with a lot of faith, right? Yes, okay. So we learned today that even though we might be small and we might be young, we can make big changes in life, okay? As long as we have God in our heart. Do you agree? Yes. Who would like to do the prayer today? Awesome, Luis, go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our church. Thank you for the 13th Sabbath. Thank you for the program. And thank you for tomorrow for the venture of car wash. In Jesus' name, amen.